Ava, who does art in heaven, hello. Look, please can you put 50 quid in my bank for a train ticket to London? It could quite possibly change my life forever. Thank you. In the name of the Father, and his Son, and his Holy Ghost, amen. To Hull and Back by Lucy Beaumont. And this will be our year, took a long time to come.
Sophie, I'm home. Mark my words, that's the last time I shall set foot in that job centre. She says to me, have you thought about speaking a foreign language, Sheila? We recommend Chinese Mandarin. Chinese Mandarin. I said to her, we live in Anlaby in Hull. Even the Chinese family at our takeaway can't speak Chinese. What's that on your face?
It's a face mask. I made it with oats.
It's dripping off your chin.
I knew I had to use Ready Breck.
Terrific. I'm begging for food and you're wearing it.
Mother, wait. There's something I've got to tell you. I've got an audition in London this Wednesday and you won't believe this. It's for a film. Didn't I say those drama classes had changed my life?
Yeah.
It's not a big part, but if I got it, I'd definitely move down to London.
Oh, good.
There's a few things I'd have to help you with, though, before I go.
Oh, what like?
Well, you've got no car, have you, for a start?
How can you do your car boot without a car?
Oh, it's just my car boot now, is it?
I've had to explore other avenues. I mean, look at us, we're not...
Don't you say poor. Oliver Twist was poor. People in Uganda are poor. We are... Not again. Have you got any change for the meter?
No.
We'll have to put the emergency on again. Oh, just help me to the cupboard under the stairs. Don't trip. And we're not poor, Sophie. We are selective about our investments and expenditures. What was that? Oh, it's my gorilla. Now, it's a funny thing. Do you know, if you pull his banana, he sings feeling hot, hot, hot.
I know. And he goes off for no reason. I nearly choked on my sugar puffs the other day. They've not done his mouth right as well. He looks ever so odd.
Well, he's made in Taiwan. They don't have gorillas there, do they? Oh, now, here it is. Now, I will press the buttons. You get that torch off the hook. What's wrong with you?
My eyes are stinging. Can all the soft toys go this week?
No, there's an art in formulating the right things for a car boot sale.
How would you know? You don't let us take most of it. £9.78 we made last week.
Did you hear that? My heart beating fast.
Why?
Stress.
What from?
You. At least we're not common.
What?
I said at least we're not common like the rest of them on this street. No, no, no. We could never be common. We've got good air, you see. Right. I can't bend my neck. Just press that arrow twice.
All these, then.
What are they?
Slices of tomato. What? I've had them on my eyes.
It's cucumbers.
I know, we didn't have any.
And people ask, why does she still live at home, Sheila?
There we are.
Right, now get up, get up. Don't put your weight on the handle, because if the door shuts... we won't be able to get out.
Oh,
I don't believe this.
It's okay, Jean will be round for a tea soon.
When? When did she say?
Sometime tonight or next Thursday.
Next Thursday? Just push with me.
I'm sure she'll come tonight. The back door's open.
Oh, God.
Well, since we're here, I might as well tell you that when I'm down in London, I'm going to go and meet my dad.
Is this how you kill me? Lock me in an enclosed space and then torture me with the D word? You're too short to live in London.
I'm 5'1".
Yes, exactly. There's no jobs for girls your size. I mean, do you want to be pressured into sex by a middle-aged man with the promise of a secretarial job in the city?
No.
Well, stay at home with your mum in Hull.
But I might get the part in this film.
Is it a big part? Can you live off the earnings until you're 45?
No, but I thought my dad might, have some contacts. I mean, he's a hairdresser to the rich and famous, isn't he?
Can you smell toast?
No.
Then I'm having a stroke.
It's just, there's not much going on around here.
Well, no, not if you're locked in a gas cupboard.
This is my dream, Mother.
Oh, go on then. Ring him. Find the number to his salon in Mayfair or wherever it is. Say to him, oh, hello. You probably won't recognise my voice, but you walked out on us 29 years ago. I'm 5'1" and I put tomatoes on my eyes. I'd love to meet you.
You two stayed in there all night, because I'll go home for my tea if you are.
Oh. Jean, will you let us out? We're locked in.
Oh, it's you with the toast.
Yep. What's for tea, Sheila?
Just sort yourselves out. I am going to bed, and I'll show you, Sophie. I'll have a new set of wheels by the end of the week without your help.
She had to sell a car again.
Yeah. Jean, I've got to leave home.
You always say that. It's not that bad.
No, I mean it this time.
What's that?
A singing gorilla.
Oh.
Do you see what I mean? I'm a mature, independent woman. It's time to go.
Have you dyed your eyebrows?
No, it's felt tip.
Why the different colours?
The brown ran out.
Excellent, Martin. And I love the use of finger puppetry for Banquo's ghost. Divine. Right, who's next? Oh, it's Sophie.
Thank you, thanks. This isn't actually a Shakespeare monologue. It's from the film On the Waterfront. I play the part of Marlon Brando.
What?
Terry Malloy. That's his name in the film.
We're doing Shakespeare. Where's the book I told you to get?
Ah, no, I wanted to go into town to get it, but my friend Jean said this is a classic as well. She wrote it down for me. They've got live paws at her house.
Mm. Well, go on then.
It wasn't him, Charlie. It was you. Remember that night in the garden, you came down to my dressing room and you said, kid, this ain't your night.
What are you doing?
Hoovering.
Why? Bring that script here. Hovers. He gets up and hovers around. Right, end of class. Now, it's Jacobean monologues next week, but feel free to find something from Coronation Street, won't you?
Thank you for another great lesson, Sadie. Oh, do you know, I'm so excited about my film audition. I can't believe it's really happening.
What, the one I put on the board?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Well, this is for extra work. To be an extra in a film.
Yeah, but she's got a line, and I've just got this feeling I'm going to get it.
Mm, what's she called?
Third in the queue at Debenhams.
Hiya, babe.
Hiya, Michelle.
Can I just say, I thought it was a great monologue. Walk and talk.
Pardon?
Walk and talk.
Walk and talk?
Walk and talk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, where are you?
I'm here, you walk fast.
So, I'm going on this shoot.
Pheasant?
Swimwear. It's in Ibiza, and I need someone I can pay to assist me.
In Ibiza?
No.
Oh.
You'd stay in Hull. I've got this little business online that I need someone to man whilst I'm away. I could give you 50 quid for it.
Up front?
Can do.
Michelle, are you religious? Because I think you're working through God. I've prayed for this.
Anyway, it's called Madame Michelle. And I just need you to click on the webcam twice a night at 9 and 10. So I've got this regular that I've got to keep interested, you see. So if you say something to him like, ooh la la, you're naughty boy. Madame Michelle's not here at the moment. Okay.
Yeah? Are you giving him French lessons?
Yeah, I'm giving him French lessons.
Why is he naughty?
It's a long story. Sophie, I don't want to scare you, but I think your mother's been possessed. She's dyed her hair bright red and made me nick of this wheelbarrow.
Oh, good. See you later then.
I've got to pick you up.
I'm fine, thanks.
Well, I'm not. I'm sweating like mad here. I've been trapped in a skip trying to get this thing. How did your monologue go?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Hello?
Oh, it's cutting off the circulation.
I said use talcum powder.
Talk tonight, shall we, Soph?
Please come and help, Michelle. It's turning blue.
Oh, don't look at it then?
You've got a laptop, haven't you?
They've only just got a phone.
But I can use Jean's iPad.
Can you?
Thanks very much.
Great stuff, darling.
See you later. Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, Bella. See you later.
You are kidding me.
What?
What does she want you to do?
Be a business partner on the internet for Madame Michelle.
She teaches French online. It's a webcam business.
She knows French?
Yeah.
I know a French word. Les bollocks. Now, come on, before your mother gets the gin out.
Mother, what have you done to your hair?
I've dyed it. It's meant to look like the model on the packet.
It's £1.99 from Pound Stretcher.
Well, it doesn't matter, does it? There'll be nobody here soon to see me.
Are you going through the menopause again?
What makes you say that? Just because I've tried to enhance my appearance. You don't know what it's like being a woman. A certain age, you just disappear.
Not with that hair colour.
You wait till you're my age and men just look straight through you.
Men have never looked at me.
Yeah, well, that's because...
What?
You tell her.
I don't know, do I?
What?
You're not very feminine, are you?
Oh, cheers.
No, I'm not saying it's your fault. You know, some women look girly and some women look like they can put up shelves.
Mother, what?
No, it's all right. I've had enough of both of you. I'm off.
What have I done?
You ignored me in the street and then offered my iPad for your dodgy project.
What dodgy project?
A really tall woman with snakeskin leggings and cheap perfume has given her a job on the internet.
A really tall woman?
Yeah, but I don't think that's the part you need to be worried about.
I'll only be doing it for a week. She's called Michelle, Mother. She's a friend from drama class and she teaches French online. I just have to tell a student that she's away.
No, I'm not having that internet thing in my house.
But it's for my train ticket to London. Jean, don't go. Shall I put some sausage rolls in the oven?
No.
The little party ones?
Go on, then.
Fancy making a NICU a wheelbarrow. You're not going to get much for that thing.
No, it's not to sell.
Well, what's it for?
To put everything in.
You can't turn up to a car boot with a wheelbarrow.
Oh, yes, we can.
Oh, I am coming to see this.
Yeah, you are. You're pushing it, love. We'll have to get some oil for that wheel. It's going right through me.
Maybe if you got out with a wheelbarrow, Sheila, it wouldn't squeak as much.
Well, maybe, if you hadn't wheeled it over my foot.
It's your own fault, Mother. I told you, turning up to a car boot sale with no car boot wouldn't work. I'm surprised Johnny didn't call the police.
Well, we didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, you lied down in the middle and shouted, "Justice for women."
Well... He's a sexist, you know that, Johnny. It was a much better car boot when his dad ran it. This is our family business that he's jeopardising.
Oh. Oh, great. Now we're going to get soaked. I don't know why I bother with the pair of you.
Because we feed you. And it's not me, it's her. She doesn't care about us. All she ever thinks about is fame and fortune.
Well, I had to do something, didn't I? Is it such a bad thing to want a better life? To have a dream of living in the capital amongst like-minded, creative people.
No, well, we never said anything about...
What? What are you looking at?
Sophie, your eyebrows are washing off. They're washing off.
La la, you naughty boy. Madame Michelle is away this week. Sorry, Ernie, I was just on the internet. Thanks for coming round.
Well, it's only from next door, isn't it?
I know, but it's good of you. Tea?
Yeah, but just half a cup, and then if your mum starts to scare me, I can say, well, I've finished my tea now. I'll get off.
I've got an audition for a film, Ernie.
Oh, wonderful.
I know, I've got a line, like an actual speaking part. I just want you to listen to it and tell me if I'm doing it right.
Will I know if you're doing it right?
That's a good point, actually.
I might do, though. What sort of film is it?
I can't remember the title. It's a proper film, though.
And who are you?
I'm Fed in the queue at Debenhams.
Oh, she sounds like a tortured soul. Is she tortured?
I I don't know. She says, hurry up, we haven't got all day.
Yes, she is. Interesting. Does she drive?
No, she just wants them to hurry up.
Oh, no.
What?
It's obvious, Sophie. She's in Debenhams. She needs to buy new clothes. She remembers the bloodstained ones in the boot of the car. She trembles. Her hands still show traces of him. Hurry up, we haven't got all day, she cries.
Hello, Ernie.
It's her.
No, it's my mother.
What's she done to her hair?
Oh, for heaven's sake, I dyed it. Am I not allowed to make one folks pass without everyone having a dig at me? And do not encourage her to go to the smoke. She's on a slippery slope, Ernie. Has she told you about that internet thing? It'll corrupt her. I listen to Radio Humberside, I know what's going on.
Well, I'll be off then. Ta-da.
Ernie?
What?
You haven't finished your tea yet.
There you are, Dad. This magazine cutting of you is getting a bit tatty. I should have laminated it. Mum's broke the boiler today. It's about 200 degrees in the house now and she's walking around in a bra and knickers. My hair's gone bouffant. I bet you'd do me hair lovely in your salon. I'm going to pop in before I go to the audition. Oh, I can't wait. I finally feel clever enough to come and meet you. Night, Dad. Hello. I'm here to see my father, Vidal Sassoon.
I'm a man in big bad boots. Dug up my den, dug up my roots.
You got everything then?
Yeah.
Got your train ticket?
Yeah.
And you packed lunch?
Yeah, thanks.
There's a little baby tangerine underneath the broken biscuits and I put a little bit of salt and pepper in tin foil for your boiled egg.
Thank you.
I'm sorry there's not much there.
It's fine.
I put a fridge magnet in as well.
Why?
Oh, just to pad it out a bit. Looked a bit bare, you know. And there's some tissue paper to wipe your hands with. Don't let anyone see what you're having to use. Now, I would have liked to have given you a serviette.
Don't get upset, Mother. So, are you sure you'll go on the Madame Michelle website whilst I'm gone?
Yes, I said. I said I would, didn't I?
Can I just quickly run through it with you?
Sophie, I'm not an idiot. I know more about computers than you think. You look pale. Are you nervous?
I'm petrified.
You never done anything like this before. You'd have never dared. Just doesn't seem fair.
What doesn't?
We have a child and then it grows up.
I'm 31.
I know.
Bye, Mum.
Au revoir.
Only me, Sheila. Your back door's still open.
I know. It's for if I fell asleep and she couldn't find a key.
Oof. Hey, it's boiling in here.
You're wearing lipstick, Jean.
Yeah, I might be. Just a bit, yeah.
Oh.
It's called Pink Candy. It suits blue eyes. She's not back yet, then?
No, not yet. I thought you two weren't talking.
We're not.
You miss her, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Aren't you worried about her being in London, Sheila?
Of course I am. She had tomatoes on her eyelids a few days ago.
No, I mean about Vidal Sassoon. He's been dead 2 years.
I know. I didn't have the heart to come clean, though, did I?
But why a famous hairdresser?
Oh, because when she was younger, she hated her hair. So I told her it was the last thing her dad said before he left. I shall always remember her beautiful hair.
What did he say?
He said those tiles need regrouting. I don't think she'll go and ask to see him.
I don't know. She's going to find out sooner or later. Sheila? Who is her real dad?
Hello, 325-591. Yes. Yes, this is her mother. Yes. That'll be her, yes. Sophie? Is that you?
Hiya. Oh, I'm worn out.
Are you okay?
Yeah, fantastic. Just have to wait and see what they say now.
They were impressed then?
Yeah, yeah, they sort of looked at each other and I knew, you know, I think one of them mouthed something like, a star is born. Something like that.
And did you see much of the capital, Sophie?
Yeah, it's massive. They're all darting about or they're sat outside drinking cappuccinos. But that's what I love about London.
Orlando, no. I mean, you didn't get to London, did you?
How do you know?
Welsh trains kindly rang. You left your script in coach B.
It's not my fault. The woman on the Manchester train had a cold.
So?
So London and Landugno sound the same.
Wait a minute. Why were you in Manchester?
I got on the wrong train at Hull.
You got on two wrong trains?
Yeah.
Did the Welsh countryside not give it away?
No, I just thought, ooh, Peterborough looks bushy.
So.
There's a train coming somewhere. Get down on the track. The people that invented better step on back. This train has been since
a... There's a wheelbarrow here you can have.
Hey, what are you doing? Just get that wheelbarrow back, it's mine.
No, you're not having another episode with Car Boot Johnny. Jean's mum said she'll take you in a van.
Over my dead body.
Well, you said you'd have your own car by now and you haven't.
I don't care, I'm not a charity case. And why aren't you coming with me?
Because I've got a monologue for drama to practice. I'm doing Sir Ian McKellen from Coronation Street. I've started you off though, look. Here's two piles, one for going and one for staying. What about this ornament of a dog fishing?
All I've ever wanted is for you just to have an eye for novelty.
Does it stay or does it go?
Stay.
Mother!
Well, what's the point if you're not coming with me? I won't be here forever, you know. You'll have to take over the helm, the business.
You want me to take over the business of a car boot without a car?
Yes.
This, look, a pencil drawing of Pat Butcher.
Stays.
This is what I mean.
Oh, there's a box of stuff upstairs you can have.
I'll just have to go and get it.
Oh. Is your mother in?
What's wrong with you?
I ran here.
You ran? What's wrong?
That Madame Michelle thingy website, it's definitely not what you think it is.
Is it rude?
Yeah, it is.
I thought so. Just whatever you do, Jean, don't tell me mother.
Don't tell her?
Oh, hiya, Michelle.
Hiya.
Did you have a nice time in Ibiza?
Lovely, thanks.
Your ears must have been burning.
No, just my chest and legs. Can I come in?
Yeah. This is Jean. You met her before. She's sweating again, actually.
So, 20, 40, 60...
80.
That'd be all right.
You've given me enough.
No, it's not for you.
Oh, no.
It's for the red-haired vixen.
And a riding whip, will it do?
That'll be amazing.
This is Michelle, mother.
Bonjour.
You've caused quite a sensation on Madame Michelle, you know.
She only went on it once.
No. Oh, I'm not putting my foot in it, am I?
No, I was going to tell you, Sophie. You see, what happened was, I thought I'd just scrub up a bit on my French. And all the other students...
Other students?
Yeah, it turns out that they were mostly all novices, so I've been giving them a few lessons.
Everything you said about the internet...
Your mother's been ever so popular. I've never had so many users.
I bet you haven't. You had your flaps out, Sheila! I mean, I know things are tough at the moment, but to flaunt yourself in just your knickers...
I beg your pardon.
You've done it in your knickers?
No, I'm... You know, I'm a bit confused here. What are you talking about?
What have you actually been doing on Madame Michelle?
Oh, I just click on and I speak to whoever pops up.
And you give them a right telling off, don't you?
Well, you know, I don't let them get away with anything. If they say hello, I say, I think you mean bonjour, madame. know, they fidget like mad. Have you noticed?
She don't know, does she?
No, what do you mean, no? No what?
They can see you.
No.
Yes.
No, no. You mean they can see where I've been?
Yes.
Without me?
Yes.
But, it's been boiling in the house, you see. I mean, I've been sweating like Jean. Why didn't the other students tell me?
They're not students, Sheila. They're mucky men.
Michelle?
Yeah, they are.
I think you all better leave.
But those mucky men love you. They took pictures. You're all over the internet.
All right, Michelle.
You're a natural dominatrix. I've had so many emails, especially when you stood on the chair and changed that light bulb. They could see you.
I think we've heard enough, thank you.
Property, Sheila, it's sexy.
Is it?
So, is this enough cash and then we can take it from there?
She doesn't want your dirty money.
No, I don't. Just leave it on the place there, Bianca.
Sheila!
Good day to you both. See yourselves out. I can't believe it.
I'm sorry, Mum.
I can't believe they think I'm sexy.
I know I feel sick. I said I'm sorry. What can I do to make it up to you?
What can you do? You can come to the car boot sale with me on Sunday.
Done.
Wonderful. Non, je ne regrette rien. La la la, loubidou, la la la. Zubidoobididee. No. Rian de Rian.
You sound chirpy.
Well, I was right.
What about?
That I'd have a new set of wheels by the end of the week.
There's not enough for a new car.
No, I'm not going to buy a new car.
What are you going to buy?
A bigger wheelbarrow.
That was To Hull and Back by Lucy Beaumont. It starred Maureen Littman, Lucy Beaumont, Kerry Marsh, Gemma Walker, Jamie Barbacoff and Norman Lovett. And it was produced by Kyle Cooper.